Okay, hi everyone.
Hello.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome,
Welcome.
Lee.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to the Raw Potatoes podcast. It has been a while.
Yeah.
If you do not remember us, I am Lee.
And I am Sia. I forgot my name. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we are so sorry, guys. Okay, it's been a long time, and it's currently 12 a.m. So yeah, we apologize.
It's been a long time. Yeah, I think it's been more than a year.
More than a year.
Yeah,
we really posted the first episode. Not even the first episode. It's like a introduction to the season to this season.
And after that, we got busy.
We either got busy or we forgot. So basically, if you guys didn't know, I'm in college. That's why I'm busy. And then Sia, I don't know what she does.
Wow.
I don't know what she does. Nowadays she plays Valorant, but other than that, I don't think she even eats, guys. I'm very concerned.
What do you mean? Okay, so like why we gone missing? First of all, we got BC. I was in college too, Lee. I was in college. I need to do my thesis and I'm graduate. Yay!
Yeah, let's go. I'm gonna
and
good
I'm
for
unemployed
you.
Now.
Yeah, she's unemployed.
I got to next
it explains
level.
Why she plays a lot of Valorant.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of sad. But she's living her best life. So
it's a coping mechanism.
Yeah, it's a coping mechanism. Be happy for her, though. Be supportive.
Yeah, that's the least you can do.
So, yeah. this is the official first episode of this season.
After 1.5 years.
Yeah, after a year
after
or so.
After the introduction.
After the introduction. Don't worry, guys. Everything is planned ahead. This time we are serious, I think.
We'll try our best.
We will try to post more. We will try to produce more content. We might even make a YouTube channel. We might,
but for this one, we're gonna stay on Spotify.
Yeah. On Spotify first. We'll see.
Yeah.
Maybe if we do a couple more episodes, then we'll start a YouTube channel. But until then, you will have us on Spotify to listen to when you're bored or when you're doing something else. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. So, for today's episode, it's about body positivity and inclusivity.
Mm-hmm.
Someone request this topic for the podcast. So,
do you remember who it was? Oh, it was Charmy.
Yeah, it's Charmy.
It was Charmy. I don't think Charm remembers it, though.
Yeah, but I still remember because I put it down on the note. So here we are after
Charm,
1.5 year.
Charmy, if you're listening.
Your wish came true.
Your wish came true. We are sorry that it came late, but here it is.
Yeah, so do you ever struggle finding clothes in your size? Or have you ever wondered why some stores have such a limited range of sizes? And maybe you see something cute, but then see if it's not offered in your size, or it ends up not fitting in certain places. We've all been through these things, right? Yeah.
Yeah. In these modern times. In these modern times, body positivity and inclusivity is so important. We can be happy with our bodies, but not happy with the limited selection of clothes. Every body is a swimsuit body, but some bodies can find swimsuits. A bit unfair, right? What is even more unfair is that sometimes those swimsuits that fit are more expensive compared to other ones.
While the push for body positivity has been amazing, actually, so we can see, especially these days, digital era, I can say, and perhaps companies can start pushing for body inclusivity too. For example, the whole Victoria's Secret controversy. And not everyone can fit in those items, and not everybody is represented in the model. Sometimes it is hard to stay positive when you feed your body with negative thoughts. It also doesn't help that society thinks eating a bag of chips is a guilty pleasure and believes that thin is the ticket to fitting in. If you or someone you know feels the ramifications of these unfair societal forces, you may judge yourself with every crunch, or maybe avoid eating something yummy because you will feel too fat.
Sadly, many women may fit into this narrow category and are dissatisfied with their bodies, potentially living in a shameful bubble that only pops when someone compliments them on how great they look, succumbing to society's view of the ideal body. Unfortunately, as much as this may temporarily feel good, that narrative doesn't support body positivity. It perpetuates body punishment.
Maybe some of you guys a bit confused about, what are you guys talking about? Like the topic maybe feels new to you guys. So like we're gonna explain what is body positivity are. So like, what is body positivity? So, body positivity refers to the assertion that all people deserve to have a positive body image, regardless of how society and popular culture view ideal shape, size, and appearance. Body positivity is not just about challenging how society views people based upon their physical size and shape. However, it also recognizes that judgments are often made based on race, gender, sexuality, and disability.
Body positivity also aims to help people understand how popular media messages contribute to the relationship that people have with their bodies, including how they feel about food, exercise, clothing, health, identity, and self-care. By better understanding the effect that such influences have, the hope is that people can develop a healthier and more realistic relationship with their bodies.
So imagine a world where all bodies can reclaim their health and live confidently. It's a place where the one-size-fits-all model doesn't actually fit for everyone, and people can celebrate their body size, shape, and the things that make them them. Unsurprisingly, this body positivity movement started in the late 1960s and said that you deserve a positive body image and a welcome resurgence that we hope stays here.
The body positivity movement helps people understand how external influencers like social media and the workplace may impact our relationship with our bodies. It also teaches us the negative impacts of judging others based on gender, race, ability, and more. What does body inclusivity mean, and how is it represented to the public? Unfortunately, fat phobia and body stigma still exist within our society and the retail space. You can see this in the workplace that employers are less likely to hire someone who doesn't fit the traditional body model, and that it's still legal to discriminate in most states. This is the antithesis of the body positivity movement, and it means that these people feel less valued, especially if employees still discriminate on weight. That's why outdated brands are losing out, especially resistant to change companies like Victoria's Secret.
And according to a body inclusivity article produced by Study Break, Victoria's Secret prefers airbrushing over authentic representation. This is why customers are turning away and sales have declined. That's what happened when clothing brands don't move with the shift away from fat phobia and toxic body stigmas.
Okay, marketing gurus have cloaked inspiration porn by co-opting the term body positivity, a term that has been misconstrued to the point that it is no longer recognizable. In its original form, the body positive movement believed in a pretty radical notion, the idea that you should love the skin you're in, regardless of its size, shape, color, age, ability. In its current iteration, it often feels like a marketing gimmick. It's the filtered, fluffed up version of the same socially constructed notion that physical attractiveness is the most important thing about people, and we should use it to measure our self-worth. When we compare ourselves to this rubric, balance, body proportions, unblemished skin, perfect smile, we never measure up.
And sometimes a brand will talk about being body positive, asking consumers like to embrace their stretch marks and challenge beauty norms. But their clothing stops at size 14, when the general populace needs sizes up to a 28. And as it stands, the message is that loving your body has an upper limit and beyond that. You aren't deserving of the same self-love smaller people can cultivate.
That doesn't stop companies from using body positivity for likes and social media collateral without offering anything in return. In 2018, there was even the alarming trend where brands like Madewell and Lululemon, was it? Used plus-sized models in ads when they did not offer plus-sized clothing.
While there is less outright objectification than in magazines of yore, our industry, I mean this fashion industry, beauty industry, is still struggling with representation and the idea that there is a lot of space between body dissatisfaction and body love. Most of us live somewhere in between, in a space known as body neutrality.
So, what is body neutrality? Well, it means shifting the mindset of needing to lose weight or worrying about what you see in the mirror to focusing on how you feel. The goal is to focus on what feels good, like meditating, going for a walk, or riding your bike. It means not delaying your happiness until you reach your goal, weight, or achieve a certain look. It is an ever-evolving process of taking note on how your body feels and the changes within it.
Part of the implicit goal of body neutrality is to free up all the energy and attention that people often devote to body anxiety so that they can care about other matters instead, like Jedi efforts, reducing plastic use, protecting public lands, or any other issue that when we need more people's working on, and being relentlessly positive about our bodies forces us to regulate our emotions, stuffing the negative ones down deep and until we can no longer contain them. So I think we can talk about this, like, because this is very interesting topic, I think, for us, especially maybe girls and boys too.
Me especially.
Cause
I'm plus size and I'm also like Because this also talks about the way you present your gender through clothes, right? So yeah, if you guys
Yeah.
don't know, I'm kind of, I don't know what the correct term is. I don't like any of the terms, but like sometimes I dress feminine and sometimes I dress masculine. And like
Yeah.
sometimes I act feminine, sometimes I act masculine. And even now, I think, yeah. So even now, I think I sound masculine. How do I sound? Yeah.
Is it PG? So
What do
should
you
we
mean,
give it
PG?
PG? No, you sound hot. Not
I
gonna
sound
lie.
hot. See
I say this
ya.
to some of my friends. Actually, because you sound like a
Damn.
hot auntie, rich auntie that
You
is
really.
single and child free. Yeah, you
That
sound like her. Yeah.
kind of means a lot because, newsflash, guys, at the time that we're recording this, I'm actually a little bit sick. That's why myself.
Oh,
In
I
other
see.
recordings and later recordings, I will not sound like this. But yeah, I'm a little bit sick. That's why my voice sounds deeper. So
Yeah, I think you sound like someone that older than me, but in a good way. You mean I know you know what I mean? Yeah, you
oh, I'm
sound
older than
hot.
you.
Like you sound like
See
someone that
ya.
older than me, yeah, but in a good way, in the hot way, you
Yeah,
know?
in a good way, hot way. But yeah,
Yeah.
so this is a very interesting topic for me because of that, because like gender, because of the size of my body. Like for my whole life, I have not been thin. I've just been plus size. So yeah, it's a struggle to find clothes and shoes. Did you know, Sia, for us to have new shoes, we usually have to go to America to get bigger sizes. Because my family, my family is not the typical Filipino family. Because you know, I'm Filipino, by the way. And if you don't know, Filipinos are very small. Filipinos are very small. Even the men are very small. I mean, nowadays I've been seeing men who are taller than me, and that's saying a lot because as a woman I shouldn't be this tall. I'm like around 5'8", and like the average height for women is 4'11". So yeah,
It's not
we're
average actually. It's in this. I'm 4'11".
it's
I
average.
mean, yeah.
Oh, so yeah, it's you're 4'11". Wait,
Yeah.
I need to think about this.
Me and Charm.
I mean, I
And
know
one of
about
us.
Charm. I know about Charm. Sorry,
About
Charm, if
me?
you're listening this, you're listening to this,
What about
Charm.
me?
I need to
Yeah,
think
I'm
about this.
4'11"
You're
too.
4'11". I thought you would be like 5'2".
No.
Or no, it's like either
No.
5'2". There's no in between. It's either 5'2" or like 5'5". That's what I thought.
I'm short. Like, so that's why when, you know, like when we meet people online, sometimes on game, on Discord, and I have a little bit story. So like I if it's a little bit off topic, so like people assume that I'm tall, okay? I don't know why.
It's the voice, it's the
From
voice.
where I sound tall for
Yeah,
you,
you sound out.
I
It's I'm
sound
sorry,
like
Charm. I'm
a
sorry,
tall
Charm, to
people.
use you as an
Oh,
example, but like,
wow,
Charm,
oh,
you would guess that she's small because of her voice, because it's high pitched. You have a bit of a lower pitched voice. That's why people would assume that you're not 4'11".
yeah, so like this is like I have a little story. So when I first met my friends like on Discord, so we met and some of it like I met them for the first time and then
Yeah.
like w you know we just like hop on into cafe and then you
Yeah.
know it means that we're sitting, right? We're
Yeah.
sitting and after that like when we're on the way to the our next destination, like we kind of like waiting for one of our friends, like we stand standing up and like we're talking about we're talking 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 chatting and like and then one of them like suddenly like looking at me like because he is so tall so yeah because I, he's so fucking tall and then like he looked down on me and say oh I don't know you're this small and I'm like, wow that's I don't know that's a compliment or an insult I feel betrayed at that time actually and like when he say something like that so everyone else like looking at me and they realize ah yeah you're so short like oh then what a little pet my head like ah. No I'm not a kid but I like how tall am I because like
how tall you
I don't know because actually I don't want to brag about it because it's still short for me I need a little bit you know maybe 5 centimeter or something but
five
for
centimeters
me, for me I kind of accept it like oh okay that's fine I'm small maybe like some of my friends or maybe some of them oh I mean people on Instagram or on social media see me like something cute you know because like you know short people are cute too like not yeah I want them to see me that way for now but I want to grow taller but I can't anymore yeah it's part
yeah.
of the natural net
yeah they
the
say
part of the science I cannot grow
I think
taller
like
anymore
I
it's
think
all
for
for me.
Women they stopped growing in height at like I think it was 16 or 18
No,
so yeah
it's
no choice
20.
no no no
It's
no
20. But for me, I stopped grow taller when I was in junior high school. Okay.
Ooh.
That's all for me. Yeah. Oof. Yeah.
Okay, so
don't laugh. Oh my god.
I have to. So yeah, to go back to the original topic. Long story short, I'm a big girl. Mm. I'm a big person. In Filipino terms, maybe in America I'm not that big, but yeah, in Filipino
me,
terms,
not.
Yeah. Thank you, Sia. So yeah,
you're hot. What do you mean? Like for me, you're not. You can't. You're
Stop.
Thick. And, like kind of body.
Stop.
Yeah.
I've to be fair though, Sia. I haven't taken pictures lately, so I probably don't look like the person that you've seen before. It's just been a long time since I actually took a picture of myself. So, yeah, I may
mm-hmm.
have changed. So, yeah, long story short, I'm a big person. And it's a struggle to buy clothes for myself. Because, like, you go to, like, Forever 21. And honestly, Forever 21 isn't really a good store. Though designs have gotten weird. But yeah, you go to Forever 21, I don't have the size. I don't have a size there. I go to H&M. I do have a size there, but oftentimes it's like out of stock or something. It's like out of stock or like the design of the clothes that I do have a size for. They're not very, but that's another thing, by the way. When companies make clothes for plus size people, it always looks horrendous, and most of the time it's like a floral pattern or something, which is you know tiring. But yeah, so I go to H&M. I don't get clothes there often, and honestly it's only like this year and last year that I managed to buy like a pair of pants that's actually bigger on me.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually loose on me. Which I'm very happy. It's I bought the pants from Bershka and it was like it's only recently that I was able to buy like loose clothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the looseness of the clothing is not part of the design. It's actually big on me because you know the size is just big. That's it. I'm very happy. But like You don't see that regularly, honestly. You don't see that regularly. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Very interesting topic for me. And as for the shoe thing, since again, I'm a big person. I'm not the typical Filipino woman that you see online that's small and petite and has smaller boobs.
No, it's thick, everyone. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not a typical Filipino woman. I don't have small feet. I have big ass feet. And the most, I'm most, I find it most difficult looking for shoes for me. Because again, a lot of the sizes here are small. My size is like size 9 in the women's department, women's size, yeah, women's size 9. And oftentimes to like solve this problem that I have of like having a difficulty in finding shoes that fit me, I often have to go to the men's department to get clothes, to get like shoes. But it's like, you know how men's shoes are not like, they're also designed for men's feet, right? So like, the fit is weird, the style is weird, like
Yeah, I know what you mean.
yeah, style is weird. So yeah, to other than having to go to the men's shoes, I often just get my shoes from other countries, specifically in America, because everything's bigger in America.
Yeah, because they are big. Yeah, I mean, they're big people,
Traffic.
they are
They
taller than
are,
us.
yeah, they're taller than us. This
Yeah.
isn't us discriminating Americans, by the way, because it is true. American people are taller than us because, of the diet, of the difference in diet, and yeah, people in general are just like taller. We're Asian women, so we're just very, we're not very small. So, yeah, it's very small. I'm small.
I'm very small.
You are.
If
I
you,
That's what I said. Yeah, you are very small.
I'm very small. So I'm gonna tell a bit story about I think because for me because I'm short, like short.
Yes, I know.
So yeah, I have to make it clear for you guys because I'm short. So like when I gain a little bit of weight, like it really shows up like on my body or on my face. Yeah, I think because I'm short, like because when someone I don't mean to discriminate, but this is from my experience, from my life experience. So when I gain just a little bit of weight, like it's gonna make me go viral because like it really shows up when you gain some weight. When in fact you just gain maybe 1 kilogram or 2 kilogram, but it really shows because I'm really short. Like it really shows that I gained some weight. So, but first I think, but I can say I'm not plus size, but I'm fat because I'm
You're
short
chubby.
and yeah, like I'm short and like when I was in, I think junior high, yeah. When I was in junior high and when I was in junior high and senior high school, like I have a bit struggle. Actually, I'm not ashamed of my body because I get big ass and I'm really proud of it. I don't feel ashamed, but there is a friend that not like not my high school girlfriend, like friend from the church, like they always sometimes, not always, they just sometimes make fun of me sometimes, so sometimes, but not really often, but they just sometimes maybe they just need a new joke or something, so they just start bringing up like oh blah blah blah, and it really hit me because even though they're not saying often enough, but it really like crush my self-esteem.
Yeah.
And yeah, because like why should like after that I just realized why should I listen to them, but like it still hurt. Yeah,
Yeah.
you cannot deny it. It still
Yeah.
hurt when someone make fun of your body or of your appearance. It still hurt. It's not like you're just try. For me, it's not you just try to ignore it. Even though you ignore it, it still hurt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But like you're just trying to be my to prove yourself. So I try to prove myself that like in this body, like I can do better than you. I can have, I can go to another city. Like I can actually I'm a storyteller if you're not I if you please don't be surprised. I'm a very good storyteller. So like I've been invited here and there to, telling a story.
To tell a story.
Like telling a story and it's not like storyteller. I always like imitate the sound like because there's a character in the story. So
Yeah.
like maybe if there's a child, like a boy or a girl, like I imitate it and I'm really good at it and I have received so many awards actually, but like because yeah, and I have something that I'm proud of, okay? So
Yeah.
it's not like so like even though they still, making fun of me, mock me. Yeah, it still hurt, but like I know that I'm better than them.
Yeah.
Like I have to put this mindset in my mind, like okay, they mock you, but you try to ignore them, but it still hurt you. It's fine, you're better than them. Like, yeah, look at me. Like, I mean, look at like the result. Look at like in the fact, like in the field right now,
Yeah.
you're like, yeah. Like that's why I'm trying to, move forward. Even though like, yeah, but for now, because I'm into a gym kind of gym and working
Wow,
out at
she goes to
home,
the gym.
yeah, and but most of the day I'm just like working out at home or maybe going to the gym. It just depends on my mood, but for now I'm not that bad, but like I'm for I just I'm for now I'm just trying to gain my booty back.
You gotta
but
do those
actually I
squats. You
have.
gotta do those squats.
Yes, baby, that donkey kick. Let's go. That
Let's
deadlift. Yeah.
go.
Actually, I don't really lose that much of my booty, but like I
You need to
want to
shape
get.
it.
Yes,
You need to shape it. Yeah.
but like for my perspective about like body love and something like because there is someone because TikTok is very famous right now. Social
Yeah.
media like TikTok. Especially, I think it's more famous than Instagram for now. I don't know, but I think they're yeah, the same. So like, I saw like some of the comments, like maybe about the creator, like they make something maybe about what they eat in a day
Yeah.
or something else. Yeah, there is a trigger that can make someone say that, oh, please don't eat too much, think about your health and something like that. I don't know, like I don't know, yeah. For me, it's like if it's a hate comment or something, but for me, it's kind of like an advice because that comment didn't like really insult. They just try to be a reminder for me. But there is people have different perspective, so. Yeah, but I think it's kind of an advice. So, but what do you think about an advice something like, oh, please don't eat sugar that much. Like you eat too much in a day, maybe you can try to reduce it because like it's gonna be bad for your health in the future. Like what do you think? Is that kind of body shaming or fat phobia or it's a good comment or like positive comment. What do you think?
Okay, first of all, a notification came up on my computer. So I'm sorry guys if you heard that. But yeah.
No. I didn't hear that.
You didn't hear it, but I'm the one recording. But yeah, anyway, as to answer the question, as a person who's been told to go on a diet like my whole life, because I've been overweight ever since I was a child, ever since I was a baby, actually. My mom constantly tells me, not constantly, but she would mention that I was her like biggest baby out of her three children. Out of nowhere. I don't know why she would have to mention that, but yeah, you know how mothers are. They're just, you know, mean sometimes. But yeah, as a person who gets told to go on a diet a lot because of my weight, I do not like those kinds of people. Like, they're like the way that you say it. It's just the people who say it the way that you said it. Like, you should stop eating sugar because it's not good for you, or blah blah blah. I don't like it when they do that. I like it more if they say like, hey, did you know that if you eat this amount of sugar or more than this amount of sugar, it's kind of bad for you. And then they follow up to say, it's not that it's not that I'm disgusted with you, or something like that. Okay, I'm just like paraphrasing or something. I like it more if they say that they're saying this to them out of concern and not for criticism, and not because they just judge them, right? Yeah. So like, I feel like I also feel like you can continue eating the way that you eat before you start on your weight loss journey, because it's very doable. I know that for a fact, because I've actually, like, last year I was working out and I did manage to lose weight, and I was still eating the same portions and all. You're still able to eat all of what you've eaten before you started your weight loss journey, and still lose some weight. It's because at that point, the way that you lose your weight is through exercise. You don't just like lose weight by keeping yourself from eating. If anything, like, if you keep yourself from eating, that's the more harmful way of losing weight. Because if
I agree. Because like, is this like actually what I'm gonna say, like metabolism, you know?
Yeah, your metabolism.
Yeah.
It ruins your metabolism. It's also like if you went on a weight loss journey and you started eating less to the point that you actually like starve yourself, it's really bad. And once you, what happens is that I think I'm gonna explain metabolism, but yeah, basically what happens is that when you're told to eat again after all of that, when you're told to eat after starving yourself, what your body does is that it will take everything that you eat and it will add on to your body weight. And you don't want that. That's not, like, you don't want that happening, right? So in the first place, you shouldn't be eating less. I mean, you could eat less, or you could just like manage what you eat more of, right? Like, for example, instead of eating like 1 pound of chocolate, you should like eat 1 pound of fruit instead, right? You could do that, but you should never starve yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, a friend told me this, actually. I have a friend who went on a diet, quote-unquote diet. She tried losing weight, and the way she did it is that she would constantly have, like, a pack of biscuits with her, and when she gets hungry, she eats the biscuits. And she explained to me...
Snacking.
Because that's what I was talking about. You shouldn't starve yourself, because once you eat after starving yourself for so long, your body just like like takes everything that you eat all at once.
Yeah,
and
you're adds, like you will be snacking all
yeah,
the
it
time.
Yeah, it adds
That's
more.
Where you fuck up actually. Yeah.
Yeah, it adds more to your weight if you like.
Yeah.
If you start eating after starving yourself for so long.
Yes.
So yeah, she told me that the way that she lost her weight is like other than exercise, she just basically listened to her body's needs. That's
yeah.
how she lost weight, which is amazing, by the way. You know what? I might try that.
Oh, yeah. So I think I'm gonna give some tips too.
Okay, nice.
Actually, I don't know. I think I'm starting when the COVID happens first.
Yeah.
Case, yeah, it's like, you know, online class and something, so I go back, and then after that I started try working out because I think maybe I have free time, so like it doesn't need 3 hours of working out. You just need maybe first like 20 minutes, like it's just not that long when you like
you could
and
even
it's for your Yeah, maybe
you could
like
even
oh,
go like
I'm gonna be too tired.
Yeah, you could even go because I read it like a long time ago. You could even do only like less than 10 minutes of exercise every day, and it will make a difference in your body.
It's about the consistency.
Yeah, it's about the consistency. It's not about the intensity. It's about the consistency.
Yes. So like one of my tips actually, because I've been losing weight, and like all of my friends, my family, like, oh, you go on diet, huh? You go on diet, huh? That's why you lose so much weight, huh? And I'm like, I said no, and they just like, oh, you don't have to be so shy, just admit it. And in fact, I didn't do any fucking diet at all. Okay.
Yeah.
Like I just like I've been exercising as hard as I eat. So like if I eat much, I decided okay, 1 hour of working out. No less than an hour. I have to be at least 1 hour or more. Like or more. And I eat as much as I can. Okay. So I eat late at night, midnight snacks, like not like midnight snacks, it's like kinda, you know, noodle. You know, there's like our Asian like, oh, what is our midnight snack? It's noodle. it's not like kind of pizza, no, it's not, it's
yeah,
our,
yeah.
Our
the other night I actually you know what my midnight snack was the other night? I'm
what?
Actually a bit ashamed. It was pancit, which is noodles, and then it was rice. And chicken.
Ooh.
That was my midnight snack.
Like pad thai in Thailand. I think pad thai is like noodle and rice, so I don't know. I'm sorry if
I'm no. I don't know. No, it's not. It's like a separate meal. I just mixed it because.
Oh my god.
It was leftovers and I was hungry. So yeah, that was
like
me.
Our meals.
That was me listening to my body's needs and snacking when I wanted to snack. So yeah. I'm like, my weight is phenomenal right now.
Yeah, like, and for in my opinion about like when you starve yourself, I think like if you want to get fit, like, or maybe losing weight, like in my mind that you need to start with working out first. Like if you want to think about diet, you can think about it later. You can start like, yeah, first of all, first step, working out, going to the gym, or like maybe going to take a walk or something.
Yeah.
Like if you want to think like about all of them at the same time, you're gonna be like a bit confused and you're gonna be overwhelmed. First of all, you just take a step out, you know, be consistent. Yeah. Yeah, because like when you starve yourself, I think some of you already know this kind of, you know, a parasite kind of plan.
Yeah.
You know, because you have, okay, first of all, you starve yourself. Your stomach is empty, okay?
Yeah.
But like your body needs energy.
Yeah.
First of all, yeah, when you're study, or maybe when you go to work, Your body needs energy, and you like, oh, I'm gonna starve myself, I need to lose more weight. You starve yourself, and it's kind of working like a parasite plant. Your body start to absorb thing that shouldn't be absorbed by your body, because like your stomach is empty. Your body needs something for you to go to work, to go to study, to go to your to do your job, and like, oh, because the stomach is empty, so the body like have like some kind of, you know, some kind of alarm thing, like, oh, we should absorb from something else, so we need, because we need to get moved, we need to do this, we need to this activity, but the stomach is empty, they're gonna absorb from something else maybe. So that's why maybe you will feel a you'll feel more tired throughout your day, because yeah, first of all, you starve yourself. Second of all, your body needs something. Your body needs something so they can absorb that, so you can continue your activity. That's why maybe some of people like they tend to be more tired, and like so they decide to do less activity, you know, stay at home, because like, oh, I cannot do this, I feel like my physique is not that fit, I don't know why, I'm just like, I don't do anything much. You didn't do anything much, but you didn't eat, you didn't do anything much, and you didn't eat. Yeah, that's why it's, and it's kind of, it will go bad. And for now, I have, what is that in English, I think gastritis.
Gastritis,
it's kind of like, you know, stomach problem when you don't eat, like,
oh, wait, no, I mean, no, it's like, also ulcer, but I don't think it's ulcer, because ulcer is much worse.
Yeah, I think something like that, but like in Indonesia it's like the name is MAAG, MAAG, so it's like, yeah, because like you tend to your stomach is always empty, and your stomach will remind you like, hello, we are empty right now, and
it literally they will... grumbles.
Yeah, and I don't know, I'm high school, I was like in science, but I forgot what is this organ in our body names. It says like they start hurting our my it's not kidney. What is that in my stomach? Yeah.
Your stomach.
Yes. Yeah. gastro. I don't know what that called. The organ to store the food. I don't know what.
Stomach. Stomach.
Yeah. So they like the body start to hurting your stomach, and I have I think I have a bit of, so I cannot starve myself.
Yeah.
So I have
it's the gastric juices. Because if you don't eat, like, your stomach starts filling up with the juices.
Yeah.
Or the fluids, because it starts filling up because there's no food to like take up the space, or no food to like break down. That's why it starts filling up.
Yeah, it's filling up, and like, so now my stomach is like they have some wounds, I could say.
Yeah.
So like,
because the liquid in your stomach is literally acid.
Yeah, it's acid. That you know acid, right? Like in the movie, some kind of villain movie. Acid, that kind of acid is inside your body.
Yeah, yeah.
So please don't starve yourself. It's like, don't starve yourself, but maybe you can try. It's something healthy, but like if you don't like salad, that's fine. You can find another option. You know, start like maybe like a baby steps to maybe it's something that maybe, oh, I shouldn't eat too much. Maybe too much sugar, like maybe like it's a reminder for yourself, not from like you don't get, maybe like you just talk to yourself, and then maybe, oh, maybe today I'm gonna start to eat more carbohydrates, and like less sugar, less salt, and something like that. I think that's My tip is like, yeah, this I think that's a useful tip, yeah, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys, yeah, how you guys interpreted my tip, but that's because everyone is different. Our body is different. Our metabolism is different.
Yeah.
So like, you have to pick it, the one that suits you the best.
This is all to say, by the way, guys, for those who are listening, this is all to say that what we're basically trying to say is that you shouldn't care about like how big you are or how small you are. Like, you should care more about like how healthy you are.
Yes.
Because yeah, like losing weight and gaining weight, it's not about like appearances. It's not just about appearances, right? It's more about like how healthy you are.
Yeah.
Which is why we should be talking about like body inclusivity when it comes to like clothing and like the mm-hmm. fashion industry, because like some people can't control how big they are. Like yeah, some people they have to be at a certain size or they have to be at a certain weight. So, which is why it's kind of unfair that most, like, a lot of industries, they do not make enough sizes for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. That's why we should be talking about this more.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate because, like, I don't know, maybe, what is it called again? Like, maybe they just, first of all, maybe that's, they make a fashion, a clothes, maybe, like, that is fit to their beauty standard,
yeah,
first of all. But back again, like everyone, like our body is different. Like maybe it's just like from 100%, maybe it's just 30% people that have like body that fits that beauty standards, like in the fashion industry.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I don't know where the fuck like they think, like what the fuck is going on inside their head, so they think that everyone is the same, one size fits all. So like, they also, you know, there is like some of clothes that when you go to the mall, shopping mall, and you ask, oh, do you have a bigger size? And the store staff said, oh, this is one size.
Yeah.
Always, you will get that, like, you know, you will get that like in the shopping mall.
Ooh.
Or maybe online shop too.
You like, know what?
Do you have something bigger? Oh, it's one size.
Yeah, it's one size for some. It's like the design was only for one size. You know what?
Yeah.
My mom and I also have noticed. Mm-hmm. You know H&M, right? The shop, the brand. We mm-hmm. noticed that they started making more plus size clothes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they only started making more plus size clothes so they can promote their online store.
Mm.
Like, they're only making plus size clothes for like business mm-hmm. opportunities to mm-hmm. grow even more, and not to, you know, not for inclusivity, not for creating votes for everyone.
But again, it's for money.
Yeah, they only do it for money. I mean, it kind of makes sense, honestly. It's a company. This is a reminder, by the way, guys. Do not, like, you should not always think that companies, they are thinking, like, companies make things for the benefit of like people, for consumers. They never do that. Like, most companies anyway, they never create products for the benefit of people. They create products to sell products to gain more money. So you never think that a company is a friend. That's what I meant to say. So I think that's what's going on with H&M. That they started making plus size clothes simply so they could like promote their online store. Because whenever Whenever my mom doesn't find like a size, because she's smaller than me, but she's still a bit big. But yeah. So she can't find like a certain size, and she would ask the saleswoman, and she'd be like, "Oh, I'm sorry, we don't have that in stock, but you can check our online store." And it's always
Yeah.
it that's always the case. Like that's always the case. But yeah.
I think because, like, first of all, after the COVID situation, I
Yeah.
think online shop it's more bigger because first of all, the fee that they the
Yeah.
cost that they have to pay is more cheaper than like when they have to open like offline store in
Yeah.
shopping mall or maybe an exhibition,
Yeah.
etc. That's why now like the online shop is like it's really popular, I can
Yeah.
say. Especially like I don't know because like maybe they can make the product more expensive also on online store
Yeah.
maybe, but maybe because they cut the expenses, the cost of like, or maybe like for the statue, for example, because like clothes they have to fit like in a statue or something,
Yeah.
and
The
every other
mannequin.
thing when you try to open a store.
Yeah.
They cut that and like they make it like they turn it into like maybe on like marketing, social media, and but again, first of all, it's more cheaper, like the cost of like social media marketing, maybe like for the cost of it rather than you open a store. That's why they try to make this kind of online shopping thing, it's to be more, what is it? To be more popular than the offline store? Maybe that's one of
Exactly.
the reasons.
I think the reason why they put most of the plus size clothes in the online store is that they know that because they're H&M is a company, like for other companies that did this too, but like H&M is known to be like a shop that you can visit in person. So a lot of people just automatically think, oh, we should just go to H&M rather than saying, oh, we should go to the H&M website to shop. So yeah, I think that's the reason why they put like the plus size clothes only in the online shop. So a lot more people can go, like a lot more people would go to the online shop, you know? Yeah.
But like back again, I think about this body positivity and inclusivity. Yeah, it's still there are some company that already include about so much range of size.
Yeah. I think
There and also,
it's mostly like small companies though,
yeah, it's still the small
or
company.
like
That's why
companies that were
much change.
started, yeah, companies that were started by like minorities or people with like different body sizes, you know.
Yeah, that's why we cannot see a significant change, but I really hope like it's starting to change like the perspective, especially on the bigger company too, because you see the smaller company set an example for you. So
Yeah.
why you cannot like follow them? Why you cannot follow them? Because like, oh, still we're still the bigger company. We're more popular than the smaller company. We're gonna stay on our track. We're gonna stay on this size. Like if you think that way, you're not gonna last long any longer. You're gonna be swept by this small company that really make their range of size, like maybe in beauty industry and fashion industry, you will get swept by that. So you don't get to have like too high of your company because they're bigger. Like, but when we will see someday, like the smaller company trying to like reach the way to the top because they make like they really make the range of size more available, more accessible to most of people, especially girls. Like We have different kind of size, different kind of body. That's why, like, if the company still think that, oh, I'm not gonna change my mind. I'm not gonna change my mind. Like, okay, keep it that way, and you see where you're going in the future. Especially, like, you know, when everyone right now starting to be more like, what is it called? To be more, expressive. Expressive,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
To be more expressive. So, like, they may be banned. Like, especially, like, when, what is it called? I don't know, the factory that pay less, pay the wage less for their worker. Something like that. You know, there is maybe some movement about it. Like, strike, you cannot do that. That's human rights. Yeah, that's true. So that's why, like, because when people like to be, tend to be more expressive, especially even though they're not from the bigger company, they're not from rich people, but they're together, they're stronger for me, in my opinion. Because, like, when they be like, oh, we should ban this kind of company because they don't pay their workers enough, they pay it like really low. Yeah, that's why. That's like, that's maybe gonna be, that's gonna be, you know, one of the, what is it? I really kind of for kind of forgot like the words of it. Like, it's maybe it can be a turning point, I think. Yeah, turning point for the fashion industry. Yeah, but we will see later. But like, my last word, I think it's about the confidence back again for like our individual, like for us. So yeah, maybe I'm like still insecure. Of course we are insecure, we are humans, that's right. Your feelings are valid. You feel insecure about your body, maybe about, you have acne, maybe like, oh, maybe like, I don't like my face is too big, or like my hand is too big. Like, it's fine, your feelings are valid. Like, I'm trying to be more confident first of all in yourself.
Yeah,
and maybe like you start working out, like about working out or going to the gym or fitness and something. Like, you don't have like, oh, I hate my body, that's why I go working out. That's not the kind of point. That's not like the whole reason. Actually, you should be working out, like, it's because like you want to take care of your body. That's why you start going to the gym, we start to walk, you know?
I mean, it's not bad to like start working out so you could like, you have a different appearance. It's not bad, but like, your number one concern should be like, is your body healthy, is your body not healthy? Like, I feel like in the future our mindset should be set, our mindset should be that it doesn't matter if I'm thin or fat. Am I healthy enough? Am I healthy to continue living happily? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like putting a healthy mindset.
Yeah, a healthy mindset. Yeah.
Yeah, it's baby step.
It's baby step.
Not like just like, oh, look, all of it like about healthy mindset. No. It's baby step, because like, we're learning every day. We are learning every day, in our school, maybe in the work, and everything else. Yeah, in our daily life, we always learning. So like, that's why I'm still learning. Me too. I'm still learning to put like, to be more confident in myself and to be not insecure. And yeah, I'm still like, I'm still learning. I'm not at the point where I'm not insecure anymore. No, I'm still like, you know, still, you know, baby step my way to be more free from these bad thoughts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's all from me. Yeah. That's all from me. I don't know from Lee.
Honestly, maybe you said it not. It's just a good thing for our first episode back.
Yeah, I think that's more than enough, actually.
It's more than enough. The basic thing that we want to say in this episode about body inclusivity and body positivity is that there aren't enough size, there aren't enough clothes that fit everyone in the world. That should be fixed. And that even though, like, if you can't find a size of a clothing that you want, you shouldn't feel bad about yourself. You shouldn't feel bad about yourself. You should feel angry at capitalism, at the fashion industry, but not at yourself. Mm-hmm. And instead, when you're thinking about yourself, when you're thinking about your appearance, you should be more concerned about if you're healthy or not, okay? Like, it's not bad, again, it's not bad to want to lose weight. It's not bad to want to have, like, a more muscular frame, right? It's not bad at all to want to look a different way. Mm-hmm. What's important is that you're healthy. And that's all we wanted to, like, say in this episode.
Yeah, and the good mindset too.
Yeah, good mindset. Remember, when you're working out, it's all about consistency.
Mm-hmm. It's not because, like, you hate your body, so, like, oh, I really need to get rid of this blah blah blah. It's not because of that. It's because you think I need to get more healthy.
Yeah,
I know, because I love myself, I love my body.
If you don't love yourself, we don't have any words for that.
We still learn to love ourselves.
We will all learn to love ourselves in our own way and in our own time. You figure that out.
Yeah, maybe we should also try really hard to see ourselves, like, from different perspective.
Yeah.
Maybe we see ourselves like, oh, not beautiful, not pretty enough, not skinny enough, or like not blah 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 enough. But maybe we can see from other perspective too.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I have a tip. So when you're like, when you're looking at yourself, when you're, when you feel bad about your body image, don't rely on, like, what you see on pictures, because it is known that cameras, they kind of distort your appearance a bit because of, like, you know, of the machinery, the shutters and everything. Don't rely on that. Look in the mirror instead of your pictures.
I think that's all from us.
Yeah, that's all for us.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the Raw Potatoes podcast. It's been a while.
Welcome back.
Yeah, I hope you guys didn't mind. Too. Yeah, we're gonna start
out the social media too. We're gonna be more active.
We're gonna be more responsible, especially Sia, because she's unemployed.
I mean, I still have something to do for my future, but
like what
I am gonna take my master's degree, so I'm now like applying for a scholarship. Yeah, wish me luck.
That is true. Yeah, wish her luck. Wish me luck as well, because I'm in a university that is known to be very hard to get out of. Yeah.
There are two ways you're getting out from the university. First, drop out. Second, graduate. Yeah.
Oh God.
Choose one of them. Okay. Of course, graduate is the good way. Yeah.
So yeah, that is
thank
all
you
for
so
us.
Much.
Yeah, thank you so much,
everyone. Hope you have a great day. Hope you have a great night. Stay healthy.
Stay healthy.
Stay positive.
Stay positive.
Yes. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.